Tripper Stories.
What you say? Who do it? Right. Okay. Hey, bitches. We are back. Stripper Stories. With me, Chloe. And we have a very fucking special guest today. She is one of my nearest and dearest, oldest and sluttiest.
Friends?
Yeah. Proper friend. What do you want to be called?
Ali.
Oi. She's here, and she's going to be here.
Ali, because it reminds me of somebody dearest.
Oh, she's giving something away right here. She is giving something away. But yeah, so she's here today to spill the beans. She is a stripper. That's how we've met. But now, no longer a stripper. But
I could always be. I could always go back. Always a stripper. A heart.
Right. Absolutely. So fucking tell us about that. So how the fuck did you get into stripping, bitch?
Well, it's a long story. How much time do you have?
I have fucking all the time for you, bitch. You fucking tell me the story.
So basically,
yeah,
I got into stripping because I divorced, or I was in the process of.
Right. Yeah, so you divorced a guy.
Yeah. Not a girl. And I was living in Sheffield. Great place.
Where are you from originally, though?
Romania.
Yeah. And so you left Romania.
Yeah. I wasn't like that, but anyway.
Yeah.
And I moved to London, and I needed money.
You needed fucking money, bitch.
And I never done this. I had no idea what this is. A friend was a stripper.
Yeah.
Basically, she told me to come for an audition. Got to London, and on the same day, I had an audition.
On the same day you arrived in London?
Yeah, and I never drank in my life.
Oh, fuck off.
Never had a drink in my life.
Oh, shit.
So the audition was like 8, 9, I don't know. And I went to a bar around the corner.
Before?
Yeah, where the audition was. The strip club. And I went to this bar with a karaoke, and I got fucked up from 2 glasses of wine. And I had audition, and I got it. I was dressed like shit.
What were you wearing? Tell me what you were wearing.
Some fucking shit dress. I can't even remember. It was like embarrassing.
Right.
Nightclub, but it was a nightclub dress. Like velvet shit. Oh god.
It was velvet. That's what I wore on my first night. Yeah.
Always you, velvet. Once it has you to have be velvet.
Right? You think that it's going to be like private dancer, a dancer for money. But it's not exactly. Actually how it is.
No, it's not velvet. It's velveteen.
Yes.
Which is the poor
version of velvet. Yes. Okay, so you're wearing fucking velvet. You're at club in London.
Yeah. I have no idea what the fuck I've done because I didn't know. I probably danced like in a nightclub. I don't know.
Yeah. So what did you do on the pole?
Spin around and, be all fucked up.
Oh my god.
I was fucked up.
Were you?
I got a job, I got a job. Mm-hmm. Oh.
So, you're at this fucking club. You didn't work the same night, though.
No, next night.
Next night. So you came back, and then what happened?
And I think it was the luck. It was so good. It was amazing. I had no idea what I was doing. But I had no stress, and I made loads of money.
Yeah? Fucking beginner's luck, right?
Yeah. I think so. It was amazing.
Yeah. And then, so after that, you were like, I'm going to be a stripper. This is what I'm going to do. Amazing.
It was my calling.
It was your calling?
It was my calling.
And how many years have you stripped?
Oh, God. I don't know. A lot.
Like 10.
6? 7?
8?
A lot.
Yeah?
A lot.
And you've done a lot of clubs in London. Because that's where we're recording from.
Yeah. London, yeah. Small clubs, big clubs. Smaller clubs, more money. Bigger clubs, less harder. Money. You know how it is.
Yeah, I totally do. And so we met actually at... What club do we meet in?
Are we allowed to say it?
Well, where was it? We'll just say Tottenham Court Road Club.
Yeah, it was an animal icon.
Yeah, right.
So very known.
Very fucking known over the world. And instantly we became like good friends, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a good fucking time in that club, didn't we?
Yeah, you seen me on some lights or something.
Yes, so I remember I've told her this story loads of times. So I have been there like a week. I don't know this club. This is a big club. This is one of the super clubs of London, I would say.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's like, you know, it's got like four stages. You know, it's a big club. And so I see this girl. I'm like, who the fuck is that? She's on stage. And it's like, obviously, everyone who knows who works in a fucking strip club, who's worked in a strip club, all my cam girls out there, you know who you are. We've spoken about this. It's like purple and pink and blue lights. So everything...
Typical.
Yeah. And so it makes your body look fucking sick. But your body was fucking sick. And I was like, oh, I was looking on these fucking lights. And she was under these lights. And I was like, who the fuck is that? She was fucking swinging around this fucking pole. I was like... Okay.
And that was after years and years of practicing, yeah?
Yeah.
It wasn't natural.
No. Yeah, because like you said, you'd never done it before.
Yeah.
So, and then I was like, okay. And then I don't know how we ended up talking. I think it's because I sat next to you in the changing room. We were doing our hair or something like that.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
And you asked me if you want to be friends. Haha.
I definitely fucking did that. I wasn't that fucking needy, but nearly I was, yeah. like, can you be my friend? I don't know one. And then we ended up just hanging out. And like,
yeah.
The weird thing about it was that you, obviously you come from Romania, so you speak Romanian. And like the majority of the girls in the club, it's like kind of half and half. It's like British-Romanian divide.
And Latino.
And Brazilian, like yeah. Latino, yeah. So you speak a bit of Spanish anyway, and Portuguese and stuff, so you're very, like, you know, you did have your fingers in a lot of pies at that point, so I felt like, you even said this to me at the time, you're like, oh, you know, when I was friends with you, a lot of my Romanian friends were like, why are you friends
jealous.
Yeah. Why were they friends with, why are you friends with this
yeah,
British...
Yeah, but because I'm not really, I'm Romanian by birth, but, you know, I had no Romanian friends, really.
No. You're more like British than anyone, really. Like, you've immersed yourself in the culture, you've learned the language, you just fucking... You came over here with nothing and you fucking sorted your shit out.
And British know how to party. Much better.
Yes.
Much better.
And didn't we party?
We did party.
We fucking partied.
Do you remember when you were running after me and asking me if I had some certain makeup?
Yes, of course I did. I remember a lot of these stories, a lot of these fucking funny things that happened in this club. And then we'd finish work at like 4 and we go to like Vauxhall.
Yeah.
And party, remember?
After party. Back in the day when we had energy.
Yeah, before we were 100 years old. So that was basically how we met. And it was like a good time. And like, almost like you had your customers, I had mine. Like you'd help me out with like... If I was struggling, I would help you out. If you were struggling, we kind of had each other's back, which was really nice.
For sure.
And then that was probably the last club you worked in, wasn't it? Before you decided to just chill out for a bit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You started dating someone more seriously, yeah, and then you thought...
Sure, and things change in nightclubs, you know, it's harder. It gets better, it gets harder, you know?
Yeah.
But we have some good stories, don't we?
Oh, yeah, we fucking do. And on that fucking note, I'm like, Ali, you need to come on this fucking podcast and talk about this shit. Because she is one of those people who, I would say, definitely has a backlog of stories.
For sure.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you probably don't talk about them a lot. Which is why we both have our alias names and stuff. So people can't, like, you know... fucking judge us, even though we don't fucking care, but still, give us some fucking stories. Like, tell me about the fucking W Hotel story. You talk to me about this a little bit. So,
all right,
yeah. Come on, give us this bitch.
That story, you can judge me. I don't care.
Oh yeah, bitch, judge us.
Not everyone. Nobody has been through this. You know when. Well, you don't really pretend. You get into a room like some people done, and it's so modern, this hotel, you have no idea where you are.
And you're there with a customer, right?
Yeah.
So you go back to this hotel with a customer from the strip club, right?
Yeah.
And you're getting paid to just hang out with him there or do whatever you want to do.
Yeah, but that was after a while of having him as customer in the club.
Right, okay. So you basically had him as a regular.
As a regular, yeah. That's right.
Yeah, so a lot of girls do this, don't they? Like... Every girl, probably a lot of girls out there listening, when you're a dancer, sometimes you get to like have a more of a kind of chill relationship with someone, and then they'll be like, oh, do you want to meet outside? And you think, well, why would I let the strip
saving
club...
Saving some money.
Yeah.
Entrance and all.
Yes, exactly.
Fees,
everything. Yeah. And you think, why the fuck? I'm going to go to a hotel with you, have some drinks, see where it goes.
Especially if you fancy them, why not?
Yeah.
Yeah, then yeah. Earn on top. Yeah, girl. Yeah.
Absolutely. So what happened? So you went to the W.
So I went there. First of all, it doesn't have a reception.
Oh.
So you have to press a button on an elevator. And from the elevator, it takes you to a first floor, if you know where the fucking first floor, because it's not like it says. Some people told me. from there, you go to the room. And in the room, you have, in the middle of the room, it's a shower.
Right.
It's very weird.
Yeah.
And then you have, I needed a toilet really, really bad. I need a fucking wee. You know, hydration and all.
Yeah.
And I didn't know where it was.
Oh,
it was,
shit.
Yeah, there were no handles. It's a no-handle policy.
Right,
everyone,
so you...
For everyone who needs to know, W Hotel, London.
Don't fucking go because you
can't
Covent
piss. Garden.
Yeah, don't fucking go.
No handles. No handles.
How the fuck do you get in this fucking room then if you're
so
just pressing all the walls?
You have to press. It's a press policy.
No handles, okay.
No handles.
Okay.
So you have to pretend you know everything, although you have no idea.
Yeah.
And I press the walls.
Oh, that's our pizza. That's our pizza. I'll be just...
Sorry.
Yeah, 2 seconds. Let me check the pizza.
Done?
Yes, it's done, bitch. I'll leave it here to cool because it's fucking... It's very, very hot.
Oh, I thought you were going to say crispy.
You're crispy. Wait.
Thanks. I haven't washed in a while.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so crispy.
You're so fucking crispy. So, it's a fucking press policy.
Yes, it's a press policy.
Yeah.
Touch and press.
Touch and fucking press. Caress. So caress policy.
Yes, so I was touching and pressing.
Pressing this wall?
Not one wall. Everything, baby. Everything. It's
and black. So your customer's there watching you, is he?
No, he wasn't there yet.
Oh, thank
so
fuck.
I have to be, yeah.
Did you piss on the floor?
No, I wanted to do. I was like, where the fuck is this fucking toilet? I don't want to piss. That's
oh,
all.
Shit.
Yeah, and he comes, he was doing us some drinks, and I had to pretend I already know everything, but I don't. And it's not that complicated. Anyway, I found out it's a press. I pressed it, and some freaking door came out. Oh my God, you never seen anything like it.
Really?
Yeah, and all the walls are mirrors. Who the fuck wants to have a piss and watch
yourself
themselves?
Fucking pissing? Well, weird. Some girls do, but I mean, yeah. You finally get into this
really?
Fucking... This yeah. place, and you're like, how the fuck did I do that?
So I was so happy I found that out.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Nightmare.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's happened.
That's just the beginning of the night.
Oh, my God. Carry the fuck on! We need these stories. We live for this shit. Come on.
Well, what else? So I come out, you know, I'm already prepared, you know.
Vagina's washed, everything.
Not only that, girl.
Your asshole too, hon. Yeah. What do you have, like a butt plug in?
Douche and everything.
Oh,
no.
Good for you, honey.
No, I'm a clean girl.
Yeah. Okay, so by the way, we talk about douche on the first episode. She hasn't actually listened to any of these podcasts yet. But she is a fucking, you know, a doucher. Some girls aren't a douche.
Who isn't a doucher?
Some girls aren't, don't douche, bitch. Like, come on.
Don't believe it.
I mean, a lot of girls I speak to about douching are like surprised that it's actually a thing. So... Yeah, so the fact that you've douched, everything's there. You're at this hotel, you've douched your arsehole, everything.
Yeah.
Then
well,
what happens?
Douching, it's a life-changing situation. You should all do it.
Yes.
By the way. You should all do it.
By the way. Okay, yeah.
Skinny forever.
Fucking yeah, we're at it again. Talking about the shit. Okay, go on.
Yeah, so I done that and everything, and I didn't realize he was into us.
Oh.
He was not pleasant, girl.
Was it? Was he too big?
That's for another story.
No, it's fucking not.
No, it is.
Is it too much?
Yeah.
It's too much. But he was into ass.
Too much for tonight. Yeah.
Okay, fair.
Yeah. It was bad.
Was it bad? Did you shit?
No.
You fucking did. Okay, so we talk about this on the first episode. I talk about... So basically, you might be a little, like, worried about saying any of this stuff because you worry about... There is no limits here. I speak about my friend who she basically... fucks this guy in Mayfair, he's a customer just like this, and she doesn't douche, but she ends up in her sleep shitting herself.
Oh, we all done it.
Yeah.
We all done it.
But she's in a white bed, white fucking house. She ends up waking up, washing the shit off her and wiping it on him and pretending that he shit himself.
Oh, clever.
Clever fucking bitch. Clever so basically you went to W Hotel, you shat on her dick, and then you
I'm not saying anything. You don't know that. That's going to be another episode.
Another fucking story. Okay, right. So we'll move on from that one then. The fucking coin story. Let's fucking talk about the coin story.
Oh, the coin story. Oh, that's not that bad. Well...
Well,
it is bad, really. Who wants to be
a stripper?
You know, a stripper and have coins in their pockets? It's just embarrassing.
Right?
No need for it.
Right.
No, it just no.
So people started throwing coins at you?
Well, basically I went for a dance like we all have to do. People say they love it, they don't love it. Nobody does.
No.
Who goes on the stage and love dancing? Nobody. You do it for a reason, right?
Yeah, you do it to, like, entice customers back to a more, like, expensive situation, right?
Exactly. And you sweat your teeth off.
Under those fucking purple and yellow lights, or whatever the fuck I said. And
the smoke.
And the smoke. And the fucking Harley that they have on the stage. Remember when they had the fucking motorcycle on the stage? Or that chaise longue?
Oh, yeah. You have to grind on that chaise
longue. The little schlong.
Right.
Literally. It's not good. It's not good shit. So we're there. We're there for free, by the way. And this fucking man.
So I was dancing, giving my best moves. Swirling. Ballerina style.
Yeah, you twirling on that dick.
Yeah, doing everything. Spitting shit. And this motherfucker passes me and starts throwing coins at the stage.
Oh my God.
Hitting me. And I have to pretend everything is fine and none of the motherfucking staff see it.
Yeah, right.
Although I'm doing mad signs at the same time being sexual about it. You know, because it's all a show.
Fuck. And
yeah, he hit me in the face. Not only that, he was all over the stage and I slipped on it, so...
You slipped on a coin?
Yeah, of course. Stop. Yeah, it was all over. And it wasn't even like... £2 coin was like 50p coin. What the fuck?
No, stop it. Okay,
which is even more insulting.
Yeah, it fucking is. So
I looked at it. I needed those money. At the end of the day, money is money, right?
Right. And like, so obviously in the US, you get dollar bills. In the UK, it's like £5 is the minimum. And then you're in coin territory.
Yeah, but nobody does that.
I mean, coin fucking territory, bitch. And so you slipped on a 50p coin. And then what did you do? Did you pick your hair up and walk off?
This is embarrassing. Even to admit 50p, because it's larger. You know, it could have been at least £2. At least £2.
Oh, shit.
Who do you think I am?
Yeah, right.
I mean, coins.
That is a dark time. As a dancer, it's a dark time.
It's embarrassing. Embarrassing. I'm gonna remember that for the rest of my life. Coin worthy.
What would you call it?
Coin worthy.
What? You're coin worthy.
Coin worthy.
Are you fucking coin worthy?
Yeah, ain't $20. Yeah, or so 20 much. Quid or 50, please. Fuck. Bitch, no.
That's it.
Coin. But you know, money is money. What can I say?
Money is fucking money.
Yeah, I could have broken my neck, but that's that. And that's, you know, what everyone should know, that it's a hard job.
It's a fucking hard job. This is what I'm going to put on the podcast. I'm going to be fucking Ali Ali Coinworthy. This is what your name is going to be. We're going to call, because like, I was thinking about this before I had you on. I was like, right, me and Rosie have always just been Chloe and Rosie. But I'm like, whenever you get a guest on, because you're my fucking first guest, I'm like, you've got to have a fucking slang name for the guest. You've got to be like, well... It's got to be fucking, I don't know.
Memorable.
Yeah, something memorable, but something also very slutty.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know what to, I was like, what are we going to call you? But now it's a fucking Ali Ali coin worthy. Like,
yeah,
fucking
yeah.
Hell.
Yeah.
Fucking coin worthy Ali Ali ho ho.
Yeah.
Right, okay. So, fucking Ali coin worthy is telling us 50p.
What's my new name?
That's your fucking name. That is your name. That's your stripper fucking name. Right, so you got this... The next story, and I actually haven't heard the whole thing. It is the DP twin situation.
Oh, yeah. That's just another story that's a cash thing for me on a night. Because, you know, you hear all sorts of shit.
Yeah.
But this night was a bad night.
We've all had them.
Yeah.
Haven't we?
quite nice.
You get to 2 a.m. and you're like, yeah. I got 200 quid.
Stay in the queue. You're the 99th girl. Your turn comes
at fucking 5 a.m. when the club closes. Yeah, we've all been there.
Yeah, and there were two guys, and I thought, fuck, double the money.
Yeah, right.
Cash,
winner, winner, Ali, coin fucking dinner. Coin fucking dinner, winner, winner.
Maybe I'm going to get, you 50p. Know, note.
I had note this time.
For luck.
Yep, for luck, right.
All right, so sat in the middle of these two guys, they were twins.
Ooh.
Right?
Okay.
Twins. They were fit twins. Foreign, found out quite fast. And very happy guys. I'm like, come on, start a party over here. Get us a drink. Why not? Of course they refuse. You know these guys these days. No need for a drink. You know, just die. Whatever.
Yeah, right. Literally. Yeah. You know when they're not even gonna buy you a drink, you realize.
It's gonna be a hard night.
It's going to be a fucking coin-worthy night.
Exactly. Right. But never mind. So I still, you know, was hoping. And they started. Oh, baby, baby, we're going to do you a favor tonight. Flip reverse it. Flip reverse that shit.
Flip reverse?
Yeah, never heard of a flip reverse, girl.
Fuck off.
Girl, flip reverse is
what
the
does
shit.
That mean?
You flip reverse it.
As in, like, you bend you
so,
over?
So, nah.
Tell me.
You wish, nah. It wasn't, that's too simple. No, so they flip reversed it. I was the boss, now they were the boss.
Oh.
They were doing me a favor, apparently.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah, so no money. They were gonna do me a favor, and they were gonna fuck me a DP, because they were twins, and they wanted to experiment. They were gay. So clearly, they fucked each other all their life. And they wanted to experiment with a woman, not just any woman, but me. Coinworthy Ali.
Fucking Ali Coinworthy.
They chose me.
They couldn't even give me 50p.
No.
Oh, shit.
No.
Oh.
No, but they were doing me a favor.
Oh, my God, they flip reversed
by
it.
By fucking me together.
Do you know what this needs to be on? This needs to be on a t-shirt. So, like, if we ever get big enough on this
podcast. Flip reverse that shit.
Yes. If we ever get big enough to be, like, a fucking podcast that has merch. I flip reversed it. That exactly. is a tagline.
Flip reverse that shit.
Oh,
you can
shit.
Flip reverse anything in life. I found out. Well, I learned. It's a lesson learned from these guys. They flip reversed it. I was the boss. I was the main bitch. Meant to make some money from these two twats. Double the money.
Double the
twins.
Money.
Twins.
Yeah.
No.
No.
No. Apparently, they were doing me a favor by double fucking me.
And for free.
For free.
Just for your pleasure.
Just for my pleasure. Just to experiment some twins.
Oh, shit.
Gay twins. Not just any twins. Gay fucking twins.
So, I mean, they'd have to go in a pussy. Or DP. Yeah. So that's DP, pussy.
No, ass and pussy, babe.
Ass and pussy. Pussy. But if they don't, they're not really used to a pussy, if they're gay, what the fuck
that's
are they
going
to... Will they be able to find
maybe
it?
Maybe double penetration ass? Double. How much... How big do they think my
two
ass
dicks in
is?
Your ass. I mean, have you ever had two dicks in your ass?
I never had. I mean, that's for another story.
That is another story.
Maybe. If.
By the way, I'll put her fucking link in bio. Double penetrate. No, I'm kidding. She's totally taken,
Call
by
me.
The way. She's fucking
any
taken.
Coins would do. Any currency.
Literally, a euro is fine. No.
Yeah.
That is hilarious. So what did you say to them at the end?
I said, thank you for the opportunity, but I should see myself now out. No, I said, I kindly refused them. They were very, very offended. Extremely offended.
Shit. Mm. What are these?
Sharply offended.
Fucking hell. I mean, we've all probably had this in our lives, like where, I mean, I had it probably not the same night as you, but during probably the same week, because they normally come in 15s. When it comes to like having arseholes in the club, they come in droves.
Oh, definitely.
They
yeah.
fucking do. And so I had this Welsh weatherman who's like...
Oh, lovely.
...a big deal in Wales. But Wales, as we... I mean, if anyone doesn't know this, if they're listening from far away, Wales is a tiny little country stuck onto the side of England that basically is tiny and no one... It's not a thing, right? It's not like being fucking a CNN fucking reporter.
Wait, somebody's listening to this.
Well, I hope you fucking listen to it, you fucking piece of shit, because he came in and he was like... Hello.
No hate.
Hello.
Just a minute.
I am from Wales and I am a fucking big deal. And he, that's the accent, it's a lot.
Yeah.
And he literally sat there in his salmon shirt, and he was literally like...
Great choice of colour.
Obviously, for us, but not for a fucking weatherman.
If you have a tan.
If you have a tan. And he was like, you want to come back to the fucking hotel with me, do you, girl? I'm going to fuck you in all of your holes. Ooh. I'm like, okay, I know I'm a fucking hole, and all of us bitches are holes in the end. But I know the worth of my hole.
Dark matter hole.
Literally, lots of things fit in my hole, but not your tiny Welsh penis. So that was a really another one. I was like, I'm gonna kindly refuse. Yeah.
Oh, not... that was nice. Yeah. At least you kindly refused.
I kindly refused. Exactly. So on that note, have you got any fucking other stories?
I have many, many, many stories.
Get your fucking Bible out. Just give
if...
us.
If no, that's for another episode. If you're kind enough to invite me.
Oh
again.
My god, this is gonna be part one of 15.
Yeah, let's hear some feedback and see if they're interested.
Yes, yes. Fucking she, yeah, I mean, let's just fucking talk about that. So, what we're gonna do now for the last bit of the fucking episode, we're gonna talk about blowjob technique. So, everybody in the world has a different blowjob technique, and we haven't spoken about this before on the podcast, but I feel like it is something that we need to speak more about to every guest. So every guest we have on, I'm going to be like, okay, even a boy or girl, woman or man, dog or daddy, I'm going to... doesn't matter.
Jesus, what are you into?
You haven't listened to the podcast. So she's only found out that I do a podcast today. I was like, bitch, come over. I literally haven't seen her in a very long time. And I thought, you know what? Actually... the person I need on this microphone right now is Ali fucking Coin Coin. Do you know what I mean? That is literally what I need.
Coin worthy.
Literally coin fucking worthy. So, yeah, listen to the podcast. We talk about a lot of bestiality shit. Anyway, so, dog or daddy, what is your blowjob technique? If you can talk about it.
I mean, I don't know. I never have a plan for it. Depends. I don't know. I mean... I like a good head.
Do you like one with like?
Well, let's tell to these girls. Let me teach you a trick, girls.
Ooh.
Are you ready for it?
Get closer to the microphone, bitch.
So right, if you have a dry mouth, for different reasons,
you have to go all the way down and stay there. Like, try not to gag. Stay there for a bit. Like, don't gargle.
Okay.
But honestly, cause some. Not yet.
This is before the sperm.
Some saliva is gonna come from somewhere. I don't know how this works, but your mouth all of a sudden is gonna explode. You know, with this natural lubricant.
Yeah.
It's gonna be fantastic. And the guy's gonna think, you know, you knew this all your life. And you're a professional, but you're not. Who gives a shit? This is the trick. Go all the way down.
Gag on the
dick. Stay there 5 seconds at least. Your mouth is gonna get so fucking moist. I tell you. When you go up again, it's all moist. And then go back again. And you know, suck the tip. Go with your tongue. Oh, he's foreskin and shit. Drop it down a little bit, but not too much. Because they hurt. Because they're fucking big pussies.
They fucking are.
Yeah.
And you grab the balls. You're a ball girl.
Tickle those balls.
Yeah.
They love.
Yeah, how do you tickle the balls?
They have to be wet. They love you wet.
They love, so you want to slobber in that fucking palm.
First of all, you have to go all the way down.
Yeah.
Have the spit in your mouth.
Yeah.
Wear those balls, then tickle them, go back on the dick.
Yeah.
Go back on the fucking dick.
Yeah.
Do, you know, the twist.
Ooh, so it's like the little, like, fingers at the top, like, in a kind of, like, okay motion.
It doesn't have to
down.
Be two hands if you're doing anything else with the other hand.
Oh. Yeah, fine. So you twizzle it down, like kind of like a swirly twizzler.
Yeah, like a twister.
Like a twister motion. Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's good. Mm-hmm. You twizzle it down, you go all the way down, you get all that spit.
Yeah, suck it, but not too much. Not too much, they hurt again.
Yeah.
Yeah, and try to rub it on...
your tits.
Oh my god, girl.
Mm-hmm. What? On your nipples.
No, I was going to say on the roof of your mouth.
Ooh.
Do that.
Ooh. Wait, that.
Yeah, the sound. They love it.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah. A bit of eye contact always.
Yeah.
What about your hair? Because you've got a lot of... And she's basically, to describe her, she's fucking caramel, lots of dark hair. What the fuck do you do with this hair?
Oh, practicality. Always.
Pull it back.
Pull it back, always.
Pull yeah. it back. Do you do yeah. it before the blowjob starts, during the blowjob?
Oh, before, no, because they have to know.
Once What's coming?
Yeah. Once the ponytail is up, they know it. They yeah. know it's coming.
Yeah. Do you lick the ass?
Sometimes, it depends how hairy it is.
Yeah. Do you God. Give it a little tickle before just to check if the hair's there?
Oh, God, yeah.
Who with a finger? Right, yeah. right. You don't just yeah. go face first.
What happened to me?
Fucking coin worthy, you're not telling okay. the story.
Again! Oh. Another episode.
Oh, no! No, yeah, to be fair, though.
Who hasn't? Oh.
What?
Do you have an email address? Maybe we should hear feedback.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, you're right. So, our Instagram, talking about the Instagram hoes. We are Stripper Stories Podcast on Instagram, so send us some DMs if you like what we're talking about, or...
Experiences!
Yes, if you have any experiences yourself, we've already had a few through, so I'm gonna...
If I can do it, you can do it.
Yeah, right, exactly. And I want you to, like, think about your craziest sex story, send it in to me on your DMs, I will keep these fucking stories to my grave, bitches. If you don't want the credotos, I'm gonna keep it... Very, very, very secret, and I will literally read it out as you type it. So just send us all your fucking slutty sex stories. Follow us on Instagram. We have a few friends, not that many. We're not big in the world of podcasts.
Can I come with an idea?
Yes.
Right. So who didn't have a pill between their teeth or at the back of the throat? Back of the throat.
Back of the throat.
Oh, and you have to continue. Professional.
Fuck. Yes. Pubes. Let's talk about pubes. Yeah.
Next episode.
Yeah. Next episode. So we're going to literally... Actually, we'll probably have Ali Ali fucking coin worthy on the next episode. Part two.
Maybe.
I mean, yeah, if you want to come back. I fucking loved having you here. Honestly, it has been a fucking blast, bitch.
Do you have any coins for me? I'm worthy.
Bitch. You're getting more than coins from me tonight. You're getting pizza. And lots of love. But honestly, we have absolutely loved having you. And yeah, follow us on Instagram. This podcast will definitely be one close to my heart. And we'll definitely have a lot more naughty stories for you next fucking week, won't we, bitch?
Let's hear a feedback.
Yeah, let's get some fucking feedbacks, yeah. Because this is the first podcast you've ever done, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is actually the first podcast you've ever done.
This is just the beginning.
Stripper life. Yes, for real.
A new beginning.
The thing is, I know a lot more stories that she's not telling. And I'm literally eyeing her up right now, like going, oh, what about this one? She's like, next one. I'm like, okay, fine. She wants to play hard to get. If we love it, guys, we're going to get her back on the fucking mic. So, yeah, thank you so much for listening again. And we are fucking Stripper Stories. Over and out. Bye. See you later.